Hey, hey, Kevin Guthrie here from Radio Newark, recording another one of our daily mini COVID-19 podcasts. Okay, I hope you're enjoying the podcast. If you are, then please leave us some feedback. Here at Radio Newark, we wanted to do everything we could to try and make this very unusual period as, I guess, as negotiable as possible. Okay, so we do these because we want to not normalize the situation, because there is no normalizing this very unique situation, but we did want to make it as easy as possible by offering resources. Okay, so I guess I wanted to check in with how you are, how you're doing, how are you adjusting, because you know we're all going through periods of adjustment right now, adjustments and change, and that's okay. If there's one thing I do want you to take away from this, then know that it's okay to be feeling how you're feeling. Today I wanted to talk about another resource, one that I have tapped into in the past, but I wanted to talk about it in a little, just a tiny bit more depth, because these podcasts are quite short. So I wanted to talk about three things: deep breathing, meditation, and something I'm going to demonstrate called a butterfly tap. I've demonstrated a butterfly tap before, but I'm going to demonstrate it again. So firstly, a quick word about meditation. So many people hear the word meditation and get so nervous over it. Actually, meditation, you know, it can be nothing more than some deep breathing, some deep breathing. So when we think about meditation, don't get too nervous or anxious over it. I'm not going to ask you to sit cross-legged and be very zen-like. Meditation is about those moments when we are able to clear our mind. Different ways of doing meditation. You can do it through breath, through some deep breathing or breath works, as we refer to it. Or we can use apps. Some people like guided meditation. Some people just like music or sounds. I used to use... I can't remember what it was called now, but it was an app, and it was a series of sounds, frequencies that would tap into the mind. I've got a list in front of me of five apps that can be used for meditation and mindfulness. These have been rated just recently, and these have come out of the top five. So the first one is Headspace. So these are all available via your app store. Headspace, Calm is the second one. I know Headspace and I know Calm. I used to use Calm quite a lot. With Calm, they started to deliver more and more paid services. Both of these come in paid versions, but also free versions. As we know, the free versions are about it drawing you in and then hoping that you will pay for it at some point. The other one is Insight Timer. Next one is Aura. And the last one is Sattva. Okay, so just check those out. Look for those, listen to those again, write them down, and work out what works for you. Meditation is very, very individual, and it has to be what suits you. The way one person teaches it might not suit you. But all meditation does is it brings a moments of calm to our mind, and it calms our nervous system. And remembering at the moment that our nervous systems are, most of them are on heightened alert at the moment because of what's happening in the world. Okay, so meditation just helps us get through that. Deep breathing does the same. There are at least two deep breathing exercises on Guthrie Therapy's Facebook page at the moment. So please go there and please look at them, research them, and then do your own deep breathing. It will just bring a sense of calm to the crazy, crazy world that we are living in right now. The third thing I want to show you is a butterfly tap. I showed you this last week. So the first part of this exercise is I want you to imagine or create your own safe space. Could be anywhere. It could be in your bed, on a beach, in a forest somewhere that you have previously felt safe and calm. Okay, so that's the first part of the exercise. I want you to think about where that is. Okay, I'm going to try and describe this whilst recording the podcast. For those that are watching me on video, you'll be able to see what I'm going to do. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give myself a virtual hug, okay, just by grabbing my upper arms with the opposite hand. So arms are crossed across the chest, and I am gripping onto my upper arms. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to tap very, very slowly on opposite arms, alternating back and forwards. And then what I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and I'm going to ask you to think about your safe space. And I want you to take yourself there. I want you to take yourself there. I want you to imagine how it smells. Imagine what's around you. Imagine how it feels if you're standing on sand or in the sea or in a forest. Imagine the clicking and the crunching of branches or the lapping of waves. Or it could just be pure, pure silence, but you can feel the sand beneath your feet. Take yourself there now and do this butterfly tap. Stay there for as long as you can. And again, all that will do is it will help calm your mind during this very, very anxious time that everybody is going through right now. Okay, so three things there. Deep breathing. I know I keep talking about deep breathing, but deep breathing, butterfly tapping, but also meditation. Don't be frightened of the word meditation. It's okay, and it's not nearly as frightening as what we might think it is. Okay, I'm going to go. I will be back tomorrow with another one of our podcasts. As always, if you have any questions, please message in. You can get me on Guthrie Therapy's Facebook page, or you can contact the radio station. All Radio Newark's details are online for you to access. Okay, I'm going to go. Please try some of these practices. They will bring a sense of peace to your life. I will speak to you tomorrow. Till then, look after yourself. Look after everybody around you. I always say that. My only addition is please be safe. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.